I'm Eric Abbey, one of the pastors on staff here at Christ Memorial Church, and I'm wondering, what is it that you are feasting on today? Surely your cravings and appetites are responding to something, some call to find satisfaction. What call is your soul giving heed to today? Well, in this devotional, we're completing the first section of Proverbs, that section that goes from chapter 1, verse 8 through chapter 9, verse 18. And as we get to the end of this section, we see wisdom personified. And you'll see that in the first two verses of chapter 9. Solomon writes, "Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table." Solomon says, here's wisdom, and she's arranging a feast for you. The house is built, the food and the drink are prepared, and the table is set. So then in verses 3 through 6, wisdom invites you to her feast. Look at verse 3. "She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense," she says, "come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight." Do you hear the call of wisdom? Turn in here. Come into my house. Come, eat and drink. Leave your stupidity and your foolishness behind. Enter here and find satisfaction. Now, when you hear this beckoning of wisdom, you are hearing Jesus Christ. The call of wisdom here in Proverbs chapter 9 is the call of Jesus Christ. Jesus offers his own sacrifice as your spiritual food. His death on the cross is for our satisfaction. He bore all your foolish sin, brother and sister, in order to give you life. He's the bread of life, and he invites you to come to him. That's the call of faith. You may remember Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So today, turn from your folly and feast with the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is wise and the one who offers you a feast of wisdom. Find rest by satisfying your appetites and your cravings in him.